Good day, I'm John Sleggers. A Northwest Iowa lawmaker says state aid to schools and a teacher pay increase are tied up because of the Area Education Agency proposal in his chamber. State Senator Jeff Taylor says he prefers to take more time to deliberate AEA changes.
I haven't been in a hurry to reform the system, partly because I believe that Northwest AEA that serves our region of the state is overall doing a good job. I've heard very few, if any, complaints about it. At the same time, I do hear from and I do understand that some of the AEAs in other parts of the state aren't working as efficiently, aren't providing the services as well as we enjoy in this part of Iowa.
Senator Taylor doesn't prefer the AEA reforms that are before the Senate.
I'm not against reform. I would prefer the House version rather than the Senate version. But I do think, because there's been so much attention placed on this, because this is such a big priority for the governor, I do expect that we probably will pass something and send to the governor's desk. But what that something is, we don't know yet.
Taylor is chair of the Senate Education Committee. He says the governor's proposal has been modified in his chamber.
It's considerably closer to what the governor created. It's not the same thing. I think it's an improvement over what the governor originally proposed, but it's a bill that is based on, it's a strike after amendment to the bill that she introduced, and it's based on her language, but it doesn't go as far or go as fast as what the governor would like.
Governor Kim Reynolds wants to place AEAs under the authority of the Iowa Department of Education. Taylor would prefer that AEAs remain under the control of their own elected boards. Complicating matters is that AEA reform is also tied to a decision on allowable school budget growth and a teacher pay proposal. The American Legion Riders, based in Lamar's, are on a mission this spring. Last month, members of the chapter of the American Legion Riders launched its Flags for Vets program. This is an effort to distribute flags and care packages to veterans living in Iowa nursing homes and assisted care facilities. Ridge Mission Captain Chad Pacus was impressed with the generosity shown when the mission was accepted. Some $2,200 was donated at that meeting in late February to launch the mission. Pacus says once the weather improves, riders will fan out and distribute the flags and the care packages. A state panel has made a slight reduction, but still predicts the state will collect over $11 billion in taxes during the fiscal year that begins July the 1st. Legislators will use Friday's Revenue Estimating Conference report as the basis for state spending plans, and it'll be cited by Republicans drafting more state tax cuts. Iowa Department of Management Director Craig Paulson, the governor's budget chief, is chair of the panel.
So the state of Iowa continues to be in a very strong financial position, and I see that continuing for the foreseeable future. The reserve funds are full at $900+ million, taxpayer relief fund right around $3.7 billion. I think there is no reason to think the state cannot continue down the path of leaving more money in Iowans' pockets.
A new member joined the tax predicting panel for Friday's meeting. Jeff Plagge, a Northwest Iowa banker, retired at the end of 2023 after serving as the state superintendent of banking.
So the state of Iowa continues to be in a very strong financial position, and I see that continuing for the foreseeable future. The reserve funds are full at $900+ million, taxpayer relief fund right around $3.7 billion. I think there is no reason to think the state cannot continue down the path of leaving more money in Iowans' pockets.
House Democrats say it is time to make public schools a priority, and Friday's financial report shows there is no reason for Republicans to keep delaying a decision on how much the state will spend on schools. An Iowa Senator, Joni Ernst, says Israeli Defense Forces have confirmed the son of the woman she invited as a guest for the State of the Union address was killed by Hamas on October 7. Ernst invited Hajit Chen to the address to highlight the fact Chen and her husband did not know if their son Itay was dead or alive. Ernst now says that they know what happened. She will not forget Itay's bravery on October the 7th as he defended other civilians from Hamas's terrorist attacks. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.